What about a big wooden thing for meal or flour that people used to buy?
Yeah, I know it. Well, they call them flour barrels and flour and meal barrels.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody call it a gun?
Yeah, I've heard them call it.
I've heard a few people say that.
Yeah, I've heard a few.
What about a thing that lard comes in?
Oh, that's lard can.
Okay. And if you had a narrow neck bottle and you were trying to pour water in it, you'd have to have a what?
Funnel.
Okay. And for driving horses, something you might pop over their backs.
Wheel.
Okay. And if you bought some groceries at the store and they put them in a what so you could carry them home?
A grocery bag.
Okay, and it's made out of what?
It's made out of paper.
Okay. What about the bag that potatoes used to come in, or that kind of thing?
Well, they're made out of some kind of stuff, sort of like, you know, cloth, but it's, some of them is, net, like, you know.
Yeah. Kind of like burlap.
Burlap, mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like that. That's bigger. The holes is bigger.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody talk about a turn of corn or
yeah.
What is that?
Well, they used to call them turns of corn all the time. They'd go to mill and they'd have so much corn in the sack, you know, and they'd say, well, I've got a turn of corn I've got to carry to the mill.
And it was just all the corn that they could grind at that one time.
Yeah.
Did they only say that when they were talking about corn, or could it be anything?
Yeah, it could be anything, wheat or anything. Well, usually, people that just carry about a half a bushel of corn, mm-hmm. They'd call that a turn.
Well, that wasn't much corn, was it? Well, I guess it would be when you shell down corn.
Oh, yeah. We used to shell our corn at night in the house, you know, by hand.
Yeah, I used to hate to do that. I always got blisters right
I
in
got
here.
My hand. I've had my hands blistered all over shelling corn. We'd sit there and shell corn and throw the cobs in the fireplace.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, Papa would be ready to go to mill.
Yeah. What about a wood? If a person was carrying wood in the house, you'd say he has a what of wood?
Armload of wood.
Okay. What do you, if a light and a, if a lamp, you turn on a lamp and it doesn't work, you might have to put in a new what so it'll work?
You mean electric line?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd have to put in a new bulb.
Okay. And what might you gather eggs in? When you had all your laying hens, you gathered eggs in
the well, water. You just usually used a bucket or a basket or something like that.
What about we talked about a barrel a minute ago, a little wooden thing that looks just like a barrel, except it's maybe that big.
That'd be called a hamper, wouldn't it?
Okay, or some people call it a keg or a hamper.
Yeah, a keg or hamper, either one.
And something, a cob or a piece of wood or something that you stick in a bottle to keep something from falling out.
That'd be a stopper.
Okay. And what about a musical instrument that people blow on and hold up their mouth and blow on?
That's a harp.
Okay. And what about when they flip this way?
Oh, that's a juice harp.
Yeah, I pinched my lip a many a time on
that. Yeah.
Did you ever have any good old music back in the old days?
Oh, yeah.
What,
yeah.
Did your daddy play anything?
No, Papa couldn't. He's like me. He couldn't play nothing. But they had bands and music just like
to do that. My granddad was a fiddler. But I never got to hear him play the fiddle.
Well, my husband was a fiddler too.
Was he really?
I mean, he could play the banjo and the guitar. When they'd have dances and all, he'd always second on the organ, you know, second the music on the organ.
Wow, that's terrific. He played the organ too, huh? Well, he was really something. What about before you can drive a nail, you've got to have a horse?
Hammer.
Okay. And what about the front part of a wagon that sticks out that you put the horses on?
That's a tongue.
Okay.